Good morning. It is a beautiful Thursday, July the 14th in Sandpoint, Idaho. And you are listening to the KRFY Morning Show with Jack and Jim. Jim has returned once again to the KRFY Morning Show, and Jack is very much excited to see him.
It's good to be back. I was back in Indiana on mom duty.
And how is your mother?
She is hanging in there, slowing down a bit. She's 103, but we survived a family reunion that was absolutely wonderful. And I go back on mom duty after Labor Day when she turns 104.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is awesome. Just have to chime in on that one. That's great.
I'm amazed too. She's amazed. And but it's good to be back here.
You're a good son.
I'd like to think that I'm doing it for everybody, because for everybody who has a mother or father and mm-hmm. that sort of thing, that I'm able to do it, and it's a good thing to be doing.
It's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Who's that strange voice?
Yes, hello. I just started chiming in here.
Yeah. Who is that strange voice, Jack?
Joining us this morning is Dino Wall, the executive director of the Festival at Sandpoint.
Hey, good to be here with you boys.
Good to see you, Dino.
Thanks.
Let me do the tell the folks about the weather real quick. Today is the nice day. Today is high of 77, sunny, beautiful day today with a low down near 50 tonight. Then the weekend, a little dodgy, maybe. Looks like we've got a chance of showers on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yay, rain.
Yeah.
Yay, rain. Yay,
right.
Rain.
Good for the gardens.
Absolutely.
It's good for the gardens and,
you know. Get it out of its system before the festival.
That's exactly. That's all I care about. August 4th or 14th. No rain. Well,
yeah. That's the gist of it. Looks like highs in the mid-70s.
What's the present temp?
Currently, the moment, I have 60 degrees here in Sandpoint.
Oh, it's beautiful outside.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a special day, isn't it, for the festival?
It is. I mean, I really consider this the big kickoff. It's exactly 3 weeks from the festival, and every year we do something very special today. We unveil the official poster, the art poster, fine art poster for the festival at Sandpoint, and we're asking everyone to come on out to Dover Bay tonight, Dover Bay Resort Dish, and we will unveil this beautiful piece of artwork. I have seen it, and I have to say, it's one of my favorites. The artist is Catherine Weisberg. She is a internationally renowned, painter and conservationist, and she's done a beautiful job. I'll give you a little hint. What she was thinking about was, what would a musician in the Spokane Symphony do? What would it look like if they, had done with their rehearsal, have a few hours before the festival starts? And the title is The Sounds of a Sandpoint Summer. So
how neat.
It's really special. It's a really special Sandpoint. It has some good Sandpoint elements in it, and it's a beautiful painting. So
for a person who might not know, how does one be selected as the poster artist for the festival?
Well, this is one of the coolest things, I think, because I have nothing to do with it. It's all
I'm not responsible. Don't blame me.
it's the artists themselves. The past poster artists get together once a year. And so there's a bunch of them now, because we've been around for 34 years, and not all of them live here anymore, but it's a good gathering. I mean, there's probably at least a dozen of them that get together.
Perfect.
And that happens in January. And they put out their ideas of who they think deserves that honor. And the amazing thing about Sandpoint is there are so many wonderful artists here in this community.
You bet.
There are many who have not yet been tapped for this honor. And so Catherine was one of them. Kate is her nickname. And so they vote on it. And then they let me know who that person is. So I think it really feels good when you're an artist to be selected by your peers.
Oh, absolutely.
So she is very honored, and she did a wonderful job. And it's always nervous for the artist, though, because if you come out there to Dover Bay tonight, the event happens from 5 to 7, and at about 6 we actually unveil the artwork. It's cloaked, and then we pull that veil off, and boom, and everybody just goes ooh, and then the artist artist gets to say a few words about, you know, what inspired her and, you know, what she feels about the painting, and people ask questions. I mean, it's really kind of a cool little gathering, and there'll be music. David Lane Walsh will be out there, and that'll be fun. And there's also hors d'oeuvres,
complimentary snacks.
Yeah, complimentary snacks. And there's a, you know, no host bar, and it's just a wonderful place to be out there. It's that little grassy area right next to Dish.
Okay, that's tonight, 5 to 7, mm-hmm. and we'll come back, Dino, and talk about that. You're holding up a CD.
I happen to have a David Lane Walsh CD right here. I just thought
there it is. That's funny. Strange.
I know.
And you know, he's doing this cool kind of thing now. This is called his remix show incarnation, where he kind of does a lot of looping now with his own sounds, and it's really pretty cool.
So. He's a creative. I mean, we've got a couple of his CDs, and I'm surprised. I mean, he plays by himself. He plays as a member of at least one or two bands.
Yes.
And I know.
Is he in the local scene music show?
He is.
On Tuesday and Friday nights?
Why? Yes. Yes, he is.
You guys are in the know, man. You're in the know. So, yeah, that's what. But, yeah, he's a fabulous guitarist, so he'll be playing out there tonight, and we invite everyone to come.
And according to Jack's weather forecast, it's going to be fabulous.
It's going to be the nice day.
Come by boat, come by kayak, come by bike. I mean, the bike path goes all the way out there.
Walk.
You can walk. You can walk out
Absolutely.
There on the bike path. There's a lot of ways to get to Dover Bay.
5 to 7 tonight.
Yes.
Let's move into the festival lineup. But before we begin, Dino has been so generous, and the festival at Sandpoint has been so generous. We've got 2 tickets to a bunch of shows that what we'll do is we'll be playing a selection by the artist, and we'll be taking calls in. And if you are the proper caller at the proper time, you will win 2 tickets to that concert, and we've just got a bunch of them. So who are we kicking off 3 weeks from tonight with?
Well, I'll tell you, it is Bruce Hornsby, and before that, a Brewfest. So these first tickets are for opening night at the festival with Bruce Hornsby, and also 2 Brewfest tickets.
Brew and Bruce.
Brew and Bruce.
Brew and Bruce.
Why didn't I think of that? Brew and Bruce.
Okay.
I like it.
And what can you tell us about Bruce right now? What's he doing? How was it to get him on the schedule? That sort of thing.
Well, I have wanted to have him on the schedule for a really long time, and he's with his band called The Noisemakers. He's done a lot of different things. I mean, I even found out through, you know, looking at his bio information that he was the keyboardist for The Grateful Dead. He played like 100 shows with the Dead in the late 90s.
When Brett Midland passed away, they've always had a difficult time with their keyboardists, the Dead have.
They have.
Oh,
yes,
absolutely. Pigpen McKernan and mm-hmm. Keith Godshow and Brett Midland.
Yep.
And Bruce has hung on, though.
Yeah.
And so Bruce Hornsby, yes.
King and I guess he and his brother had a Dead cover band when they were in high school. So,
in
college.
Who?
Yeah. So he already knew all the music. So, this is his band, The Noisemakers. They're very good. I've seen him in a lot of different incarnations. Mm-hmm. I've even seen him with people like Ricky Skaggs, and he's just very creative.
He's very flexible.
He's had
in
a
terms
lot
of
hits.
Musically.
You know, he's had a lot of great hits. I'm sure he'll play all of those. And people are just, in you know, people are in for a treat to see one of the finest keyboardists out there, you know, really.
And who's warming them up?
Oh, well, that is very exciting because it's our very own Bridges Home, Dave and Tammy Gunter, and then their son Paul Gunter is on the bass.
Oh, cool.
And so that's going to be really fun because Paul is our site manager for the festival, so we're letting him off duty for an hour to get on stage, and then he'll be working the festival. So
well, let's play a Bruce tune. I have queued up Shadow Hand from his Spirit Trail CD. Mm. And we will take the third caller.
Third
caller.
Good.
And the number is 265-2992. And we have 2 tickets to give away to Bruce Hornsby. So anything you want
to
say,
right.
Jack?
We'll, no, just, yeah, call that number. I'll answer the phone and we'll give him to the
265-2992. Here is Bruce Hornsby.
2992.
Shadow Hand.
Here we are.
The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing KRFY.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource.
That is Bruce Hornsby. 3 weeks from tonight, he is going to kick off the festival on August 4th, playing Shadow Knight. And Jack asked, is he with the Noisemakers on the cut? No, he isn't. They just released in June Rehab Reunion, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, and I haven't purchased it yet. So they might be playing some music from there. But we did have a winner.
Yay!
Rich Del Carlo got two tickets to Bruce Hornsby in the Range. Keep your ear to the radio station because we've got more tickets to give out. Who's on Friday, 3 weeks from Friday?
Well, this is an exciting show. It's Railroad Earth, and they, you know, I really love progressive bluegrass music. You can't sit still. So this is a dance show, which means the venue's configured a little differently. We let people stand up and dance right up to the stage. And it's going to be a great night. You know a lot about Railroad Earth.
Yeah, they're a New Jersey band. Mm-hmm. And you don't think of New Jersey being a hotbed of progressive bluegrass.
Excuse me. No.
No, you don't.
But what's interesting about this band, what I like about them, is I'm a big Deadhead. Mm-hmm. And with the Dead, they start a song, then they go off for 15, 20 minutes, and then they come back to the song. Mm-hmm. That's what Railroad Earth does. You don't think of bluegrass being... I have a tendency to think of bluegrass as being a very tight... Mm-hmm. Sound, you know, and I'm probably wrong. Here, they will start a song and then they go off for 15, 20 minutes. And
you know, they've kind of coined the term jamgrass for bands that do that.
Absolutely.
And so they jam and they do. They go off into that. But the thing about it that is like bluegrass is that these musicians, the musicianship is
superb. It's
like virtuosic.
Absolutely.
And so they are very tight in as far as their skill, their musical skill. But they do kind of go out into the ethers and then come back. And I've listened to some of their live stuff. Is fun to listen to.
I have too.
And it is like the Dead in that way that your mind just kind of goes with the music and it's going to be a fantastic show. And the guy who's opening, the band that's opening, is called Rabbit Wild, and I heard great things about this band, and I've looked at, you know, seen some videos. I haven't seen them live. They're from Bellingham, Washington.
Oh, cool.
And they're very popular in the Seattle area. Rabbit Wild. Well, so that'll be the opener.
One of the things I like is kudos to the festival for making this a dance concert, because, you know, you bluegrass dance, huh? I just remember when KRFY did the fundraiser Little Smokies at the Panada.
Yes.
Boy, did they just swamp that stage area, you know, and there's not a very big area at the Panada.
Yeah.
And what a great opportunity, you know, just to get out there and get yourself lost in the music.
Oh, yeah.
And
people love to dance to
there'll
this
be
type
space.
Of music.
Well, I have queued up. Yes, Jack.
Do you know how long these guys have been around? Railroader? It seems like this is a name I've heard for, I don't know,
well,
forever.
Well,
but maybe not.
They came around in 2001. And the reason why the name might sound familiar, it comes from a Jack Kerouac short story.
Yes, that's exactly right. I was just going to say that. It comes from that. They took that from Jack Kerouac. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so it sounds like a phrase you've known for a long time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it does. I don't know. I'm surprised to hear that they're only 15 years old.
Yeah,
I guess. Seems like they'd be some band. It seems like they've been around since the 70s or something. But not.
And once again, we have two tickets to give away to this concert.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks from Friday night. And we're going to play a cut from their Amen Corner called Closing the Gap. So if you're a bluegrass fan, give us a call. We've got two tickets to Railroad Earth. Here is Closing the Gap. We're going to take the second caller at 265-2992.
The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing KRFY.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource.
Railroad Earth with Closing the Gap, and we had a winner, Kate Walker. Yay, Kate Walker got two tickets to Railroad Earth, and she is going to have a ball. And opening up for Railroad Earth is Rabbit Wild. And so now we've got through Thursday and Friday of the first week of the festival, and heading into Saturday, Super Saturday on August the 6th is...
Oh my gosh, what an icon, what a legend, and what
beating
a beautiful...
Beating heart be still.
Yeah, what a beautiful woman. Emmy Lou Harris, and I've been very excited to get her here, and she's fantastic. And then opening up, you know, Super Saturday means there's three groups, and the music starts a little earlier. And so opening for her would be the Brothers Landreth, and they're a new group. They're just lighting it on fire up in Canada. They're from Manitoba, and
cool.
Yeah, and very excited about them. And then the Powers is a local group from Coeur d'Alene. I've seen them play at the winery up here, and it's a husband and wife team. Then they have a couple other guys in their band, and they're really wonderful. She's got a beautiful voice, and he's a really great picker. So.
Can you say something? We're with Dino Wall here on 88.5 KRFY. Previewing the lineup for the festival. Can you say something about how the opening acts are selected?
Yes, the opening acts, you know, we have a booking committee, and there's about 8 board members on that committee, and the people that are on that committee are all types of different music lovers. I mean, some people really, you know, love jazz. Some people love world music. Some people love classical. Some love rock and roll, country. You know, so we really have people that are music aficionados. But then as far as the openers, they kind of give me the latitude to select those, and I really love to curate those because they're often not. They're not groups that are exactly like who they're opening for, but there's something where I think the audience will appreciate them. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I do try to see the opening bands, especially if they're regional. I like to have seen them, and I get a lot of suggestions, and I take a lot of suggestions from people. You know, just festival fans. Like as far as the Powers, somebody said to me, "Dino, this group called the Powers is playing at the Ponderay Winery. You need to come there and see them." And so I go. You know, so, you know, and like the Little Smokies, you know,
right.
So, you know, like bands that play around here, people say, "Dino, you have to go see this band." And then I try to do that.
Well, how wonderful for local and area bands to be able to. We opened for Emmy Lou Harris.
That's right.
You know, I mean, what a great opportunity to get exposure.
And sometimes I don't get as much of a chance to do that if a band is going on tour with another band. You know, like in the case of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, who we'll talk about a little later, Luke Bell is opening for them. And that is someone who is selected by them. And so sometimes that does happen.
Yeah.
And Ben Harper, too. This is one of his old best college friends, is Tom Friend, who's opening for him. And then we have a local who's opening for the whole show for Sadie Wagner's doing
cool.
that. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. And Emmy Lou Harris, do you know much? Is she with a band? We were talking earlier with the Angel Band and Spy Boy and the Nash Ramblers. Is she going to be solo? Or
she is with a band. She's with her band.
Does it have a name?
I don't know. You know, that's a good question.
Huh.
I don't think it does, because you're right. When it is a name, that's like an entity in and of
Absolutely.
Itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And what was the band that she first had? The Hot Band.
The Hot Band.
The Hot mm-hmm. Band. Because I guess she was, when she was getting discovered, one of the producers, record producers, says, "You know, you need a hot band, and that's what you need," because she was just on her own. And so she goes, "Okay, I'll go get myself a hot band." And so they called themselves the Hot Band. So.
You know, this is a true icon, a true legend,
yes.
And it's a great opportunity to really see someone who has floated in and out of so many musical genres.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to use the word floated because they're conscious choices, but she just...
Yeah.
And it's difficult. I mean, one thing that's amazing is to see where she provides harmony for so many artists on so many albums, like Neil Young. You'd go, "Oh, in the background, you know, that could either mm-hmm. be Nicolette Larson, Linda Ronstadt, or Emmy Lou Harris." You know, I mean,
Very
she
true.
Just backs up everybody.
Mm-hmm. And she has done some of the most amazing collaborations we were talking about, you know, with like Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt.
Mark Knopfler and Rodney Crowell.
Oh, yeah.
She just... There must be a certain talent, I would think, and able to make someone want to do duets, you know, I mean, where you match with other people's voices. Sometimes you hear duets and you go, ooh, I don't think they should have gotten together, but she just harmonizes beautifully with a wide range.
That's very true. I think that's why people want to work with her, want to collaborate.
Oh, absolutely.
With her.
So, well, the cut we have selected is off of her All I Intended to Be CD, and this is Emmylou Harris, How She Could Sing the Wildwood Flower. I just love this song. Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, let's play it. This will be 3 weeks from Saturday at the festival at Sandpoint, Super Saturday. Emmylou Harris.
Thanks for listening to the KRFY Morning Show. For copyright reasons, we can't reproduce protected music on the podcast edition of The Morning Show. But feel free to tune in live at 8 a.m. at 88.5 on your radio dial, or listen anywhere in the world by streaming us through our website, krfy.org. If you listen live, you can hear the full program, including musical breaks. While you're visiting krfy.org, consider tapping that donate button and help keep KRFY providing unique quality radio in North Idaho. Thanks for your support. We now return to the show.
Emmylou Harris with How She Could Sing the Wildwood Flower. Oh, I felt so bad that we weren't giving out Emmylou tickets. We had a phone call right away, and the person was heartbroken.
Oh, well, you know what?
We have
you
some
can
more.
Purchase them, and they're worth it.
There
That's
you
one
go.
Great thing about the festival at Sandpoint. We are nonprofit, and we aren't out there to make money. We're out there just to, you know, break even and keep going. And we want to make it a wonderful, wonderful event for everyone. So they just can go to festivalatsandpoint.com or call 265-4554, 208-265-4554, or just go online, festivalatsandpoint.com. You can buy tickets to all the shows there.
And we have some more tickets to be giving
we
away
do.
Coming up.
We
but
do.
We're getting almost through the first weekend. What about that Sunday?
Oh, that Sunday is so much fun. It's Sunday, August 7th, is going to be the family concert. We open the gates at 2:30, and there's all sorts of great activities. There are clowns, face painters, pony rides. The bar that day is called the Kids Bar, and nobody over 21 is allowed in the bar that day. There's Roy Rogers and Shirley Temples, and there's jumping castles, and there's, oh, you can't even believe it. It's just so much fun. And then we have a concert at 5:00. The kids settle down after they've run around the field all day, and we have a wonderful concert with the Festival Community Orchestra. This is something we started last year. Mm-hmm. There are kids in this orchestra. There are octogenarians in this orchestra. There's some ringers in there, and we are having a concert that's called a musical zoo, and it includes the Carnival of the Animals and also Peter and the Wolf.
Ooh.
And Studio One dancers will dance for Peter and the Wolf, and it's going to be a really, really nice, nice day at the festival. It's a lot of fun, and it's you don't have to be a kid or have a kid to come to this. It's a really fun, beautiful music concert, you know, and just great to be out there. So, you know, if you're a kid at heart, come on out. And tickets are only $6 for this. This is kind of our gift to the community.
Well, this is a great family event. Mm-hmm. You know,
really
not only bring the kids, bring the grandmother, grandfather, aunts and uncles, and have a great day at the festival at Sandpoint.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, has anybody sold out yet? That's my question.
Oh, no, but we're getting close. The two concerts that will sell out the fastest, Ben Harper is our top seller right now, followed by Emmylou Harris. And then also Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Bruce Hornsby. Those are our four biggest right now. But I think, you know, if you want tickets to Ben Harper, you should definitely get them soon.
Or stay tuned.
Or stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. There could be a giveaway.
Well, we are on the downside of the KRFY Morning Show on Thursday with Jack Peterson, Jim Healy, and our super guest, Dino Wall from the festival at Sandpoint. And we got through the first weekend, Dino. Okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You can rest.
Collapse.
Yes,
city.
Collapse, rest.
Cool. And to
we'll,
kick off.
Yeah, we'll
Thursday.
Be working hard, getting ready for Thursday.
Second weekend.
Oh, yeah. Angelique Kidjo and KRFY is going to be there that night to introduce Angelique.
Yay,
and
that's us. That's us.
Yeah. And the band that is opening for Angelique Kidjo is called Afrosonics, and they are from Boise. and they are a fantastic band. And they the guy, Deo Iodelli, who's the head of Afrosonics, I met him because he was my progressive claims adjuster when somebody hit me down in, I got in a car accident in Spokane in April, and I was dealing with him. And it was funny because he called my work number and he said, "You run the festival? I have a band." And I'm like, "Uh-oh." And then and then he sent me his music and clips. And this is another way, you know, if you can't see somebody live, it's so great nowadays that people can send you their EPKs.
Absolutely.
They can accessible. Send you YouTubes. It's really nice. So anyway, so he sent me some stuff and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, wow, Deo's got a pretty good band here." And I was looking for an opener for Angelique. And so I sent, links to her, and she immediately approved of the Afrosonics. So I literally found them by accident.
That's bad.
I know, that was a bad pun, sorry. But it's true. And then I talked to my friends down at the Idaho Commission on the Arts down in Boise, and she was telling me all about Deo, and he's like started this global village down there, and he's like a real mover and shaker in the music scene down in Boise. So I'm just lucky that he had a day job, and I got to see that, yeah.
Tell me about Angelique Kidjoe. Oh, is she appearing by herself, or will there be a group of people?
It is going to be a wonderful group of people. This is going to be a powerful, colorful, oh my gosh, it's going to be a fantastic show. It is going to be a really multi-ethnic type show. There'll be colorful costumes, dancing. I mean, it's really something to see. She is a powerhouse.
I think she's going to be the surprise of the festival.
I do too.
I mean, she is what I have heard, and that's one of the things I've enjoyed about the festival lineups, mm-hmm. is that they lead me into artists and kinds of music that I'm not either familiar with or whatever, but she certainly is exciting.
Yes, exciting. That's a good word. Exciting.
Yeah.
She is, and she's from a little country called Benin in Africa, and she, like, in Africa, she's like a total rock star. I mean, she's known as the African diva, and she just will knock your socks off. Her voice, she's just a real powerful looking woman too. She's got that Grace Slick
just
sort of
beautiful.
Thing. She is beautiful, and I think people will be amazed. She won the Grammy this year for Best World Pop Album. So.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, let's play a cut from Black Ivory Soul, and we do have two tickets to Angelique Kidjoe to give away. So let's go with third caller again, 265-2992. This is a concert I don't think you want to miss, because it's just going to open doors for you in terms of the kind of music. Go ahead.
Oh no, this seems like the one that people are gonna, you know, looking back, they're gonna say, "Oh, I could have seen Angelique Kidjoe at the festival,
or I did before. See her."
Whoa!
Okay,
there's caller one.
Start playing Africa.
Okay, here we go.
Oh. Angelique Kidjoe with Africa, and we did have a winner for the two tickets from out of state, Newport, Lana Peterson. Yay, Lana. That gets us through Thursday, and now we're heading into August 12th, the Nitty Gritty
Dirt Band. The dirt. Some people just call it the Dirt Band too. It's funny. People will come into the office and say, "I need some tickets to that Dirt Band." People love the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. They have been here. This is their fourth time, and the reason I chose to bring them back this year was because it's their 50th anniversary.
Oh my gosh!
And PBS did a big special on them. It was They played it in March, and again, I know, 50 years.
That might say something about us.
I don't know what kind of serum they're drinking. Fountain of Youth, something, because they look great. I mean, they really sound great. And they're just fantastic musicians and a lot of fun. And they're just one of the festival favorites. They've sold out every single time they've come, and I'm sure they will again. And it'll be a really, really fun Friday night at the festival. And they're bringing with them, as I mentioned earlier, Luke Bell, who's kind of a rising star in the country world.
Luke Bell. I've heard of that.
You have?
I think.
Okay.
Let's play a Nitty Gritty Dirt Song. Nitty Gritty. We're going to play a real early one. This is called Some of Shelley's Blues from their greatest hits.
Okay.
Here on 88.5 KRFY, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Some of Shelley Blues. That is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
I forgot about that song. That's a good song.
It's a fun one. It's a fun one. I like the harmonica weaving through it. That's August 13th. No, August 12th,
yes.
Friday with Luke Bell at the festival.
Yes.
And we're winding down now, heading into Saturday with...
Oh my gosh, Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, really excited about him. You know, you know, we should do a show sometime on the fish that got away. You know, all the bands that I tried to book but didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a sad show. No, yeah, but I tried to get
you
him.
You reeled this one in, honey.
Oh yeah. Well, I almost got him about 3 or 4 years ago, and we had to jump through all these different hoops to see if, you know, he would come up to do this show. But he was solo. He was by himself at that time. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't get him, because I really think he'll be fabulous with his band.
Oh, he will.
And the Innocent Criminals are a great band. And then opening up, he picked his old friend. This is an interesting story. Tom Friend is his friend, but it's spelled F-R-E-U-N-D.
Indeed.
And they were college roommates freshman year in California. And they did their album. The first album that Ben Harper ever did was with Tom Friend. And he's a very respected singer, songwriter, guitarist. And so every once in a while he'll grab him to open for him on a show, so that'll be special. And then Sadie Wagner, who's a local songstress, beautiful voice. That's another one that I heard by word of mouth by a lot of people in Sandpoint. Said, Dino, you've got to hear this woman sing. You know, especially she does this incredible rendition of Alleluia that's just will knock your socks off. And she's being accompanied by her parents. Her mother is a successful songwriter in Nashville, and she's playing the bass. She's accompanying her on the bass, and her father is going to be playing the guitar. So that'll be
a family affair.
Very cool thing. So, but Ben Harper, wow, super excited to have him here.
And the Innocent Criminals.
And the Innocent Criminals, his newest band.
I find that name interesting. Why not the guilty law-abiding citizens? You know, Innocent Criminals, you know, that sort of juxtaposition. But I selected a cut from their hot off the press CD called Call It What It Is. And I was going to play When Sex Was Dirty and the Air Was Clean, but we played that before. So I thought we would go with it's great too. This will be called Shine off this album. And we're going to take the second caller this time at 265-2992 for two Ben Harper tickets. You want to get on this, because this is going to be a sellout.
And it's a dance show.
It's a dance show. Put on your dancing shoes.
Yeah.
Make sure they're sensible, though.
That's
here's
right.
Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals with Shine, 265-2992. That is Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals playing Shine. And boy, a wide variety of music, reggae, blues, rock. This guy has it all.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to give a shout out to Cindy Thomas. Yay, Cindy Thomas.
Yay,
you
won
two tickets to Ben Harper. Thank you very much for tuning in. We have gone through the entire lineup except
the grand finale.
Finale.
The grand finale.
Finale.
You know, a lot of people, this is their absolute favorite night at the festival. And even if they're people that don't normally love classical music, it is just epic this night. It's Sunday, August 14th. We open the gates at 4:30 for the biggest wine tasting event in all of the state of Idaho now. The Taste of the Stars. We have 33 wineries coming. They're all pretty much Northwest wines, and it's complimentary with your ticket if you are over the age of 21. We also do have youth prices for this particular show. We don't do that with any of the other shows, but with this one, it's part of our mission, our outreach, and we do have tickets for youth that are like $10.
But no wine.
But no wine. But no wine.
You can complain. You can whine.
You can whine, but no wine without the H.
Exactly.
And then we have this incredible concert that we had a pianist last year named Vadim Nezalovsky, and he's coming back, and we've commissioned a piece for him, and he is going to play that. We also have Haley Fuquay, the soprano, who is from Sandpoint. She went to Sandpoint High School, and she is really a rising star in the opera world now, and she will be singing. And then Matus Walski, who is the concertmaster for the Spokane Symphony. And if you're the concertmaster, that you're basically the best violin player in the orchestra. And he will be also doing a wonderful summertime Vivaldi piece. So it's all about summer. It's a Midsummer Night's Dream.
That's Sunday, August 14th, and then will it end with a
oh yes And that, yes, and the big fireworks. And we also have fireworks on opening night, too. Yes.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and we shoot them off from a barge now, so no one has to worry about the Osprey. The Osprey are totally cool and...
They have approved it.
That's right. It's Osprey approved fireworks.
And was there a concern about that?
There had been. There was always
a bit of an uproar.
Yeah, and then I always thought, wow, well, those thunder and lightning storms, you know, those
what
birds.
What do they do with that?
Those birds live through a lot, but we don't want to disturb them anymore. So the fireworks are from a barge, and they're wonderful, and there's always a big, you know, Sousa Stars and Stripes type thing, and then everybody just hugs each other and say, wow, what a great festival year, but I don't want to think about it ending yet. And then Dino wakes up the next morning and goes, oh my God, what are we going to do next year?
It hasn't even started yet. We have been with Dino Wall here, the executive director of the festival at Sandpoint. You've been listening to the KRFY Morning Show. And let's close with one more time about the importance of Today.
Yes. Tonight at Dover Bay, Dish at Dover Bay, the fine art poster unveiling reception. You can come and see the original artwork. You can meet the artist, Catherine Weisberg. You can get your signed 2016 festival poster, and you can enjoy some complimentary snacks and hear the musical stylings of David Lane Walsh. So hope you'll come out there today. Come by bike, boat, car, or kayak. However you want to get there. And it's out there at Dover Bay, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
And Jack has promised that the weather will be fantabulous.
Thanks, that's right. Jack. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
We each have our skills, and that's Jack. Mm-hmm. Want to thank you so much, not only for taking time out of it. I know it's your busy schedule, because from here on, you got track shoes on.
Oh, yeah.
But for also the generous donation of tickets to lucky listeners for the festival.
Well, we really appreciate KRFY, and we really appreciate all of your listeners. And we wouldn't be here without you, so thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And Jack, do we have time to do any
events? Probably so. Yeah, we got a few minutes here cool. for the weekend. This was probably the show to listen to this morning.
Oh, I mean, think so.
I don't think anywhere, I'm going to say worldwide, as far as if you were going to tune into one radio station.
It's us.
It would have been us.
Yay,
right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, eclectic.
We gave away 8 tickets in 1 hour for world-class musical entertainment.
And you can podcast. Indeed. You can hear us again.
Oh, really? That's true.
Didn't I do the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Thing? Oh, cool. Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Just cool. Go to our website, and you go to a thing called, you know, one of the prompts says podcast. And mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye to Dino while you talk, Jack.
All right. I will. Yeah. I will. Let me turn off your
microphone. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Dino.
Thanks, Jack.
Raise a glass tonight. No, this weekend to a 2-day wine fest up at Schweitzer Mountain Resort. If you are a wine drinker, you can head on up to Schweitzer this weekend. It's the Northwest Wine Fest, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, July 16th, and 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, July 17th. 20 regional wineries pouring 80 wines, plus a craft beer tent, barbecue, etc., etc., etc. You know what to expect up there. There's also going on this weekend on Friday at the Poor Authority. We got live music with Marty Perrin and Doug Bond. Excellent local musicians. That's Friday at the Poor Authority on Cedar Street from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. Music at the winery on Friday night as well from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. with Justin Landtrip. Man, he's good too. And then head on over to Trinity. Running with Scissors, playing at Trinity on Friday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Farmers Market is in town, of course, from 9 to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Plant starts, locally grown produce, vendor booths, and more. And this weekend, this Saturday, up at Priest Lake, it's Huck Fest. Priest Lake Search and Rescue sponsors the Huckleberry Festival at the Priest Lake Golf Course on Highway 57. Regional artisans offering painting, sculpture, metalworks, basketry, esoterica, spices, foodstuffs, and baked goods. Esoterica, are we recognizing that as a word now, Jim, would you say?
just like we are recognizing strategizing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I heard that the first time. I go, egads, are mm-hmm. are we going to sanction strategizing?
My goodness.
You know.
Well, there's I suppose lots of stuff going
on
this weekend.
I'm not of the Oxford English Dictionary. I'm not of the, you know, I just go with the flow.
Yes. It's anyway, there is plenty going on this weekend. You can go to sandpointonline.com to check out the full events calendar. And that's our show.
I'm exhausted. And thanks to all the listeners who called in, even the ones who did not get tickets. Thank you so much for tuning into your community-supported radio station, 88.5 KRFY. Jack, it's good to be back with you.
I'm so glad to see you, Jim. We'll see you next week, right? You're here?
Absolutely. Yes. I'm here until after Labor Day.
Oh, all right. Very good. Stay tuned for Bird Note and the Not As Eclectic Mix all day long right here on 88.5 KRFY.